Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to all the enlightened listeners of IRIB English Radio. I'm Zainab, your devoted host, ready to take you on a captivating journey through Islamic upbringing. Together, we'll explore the challenges and questions surrounding raising children with Islamic values. Experts' insights rooted in the noble Quran and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family, will guide us along this path. Well, today we have Brother Miqdad in the studio. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
Brother, we have been discussing on some of the tips for parents, how they can plant the seed of faith in the children and how they can actually strengthen it. You said you will be giving us the 7 tips. You gave us the first tip, that's the family life. You said it should be stable, there should be tranquility, there should be emotional stability, there should be physical fitness, it should be taken care of. Like, parents mostly do take care of the physical fitness. They make it sure the child are fed well, they do exercises. But at the same time, you said the stability in their minds is also very important. They should feel respected, loved, and they should be emotionally stable so that they can actually develop fertile land for a better faith. So what are the further tips you would want to guide us with today?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before I mention the second tip, let me give a quick introduction. So faith doesn't just happen overnight.
Overnight.
And it doesn't happen just out of a miraculous kind of wand, basically. One of the important ways to build faith is through actions, right? Actions that are done, what we call them, the apparent and the form of the Sharia, which is the different actions that we perform, whether it's the prayer, whether it's fasting, whether it's good moral behavior, such as saying salam and speaking and eating well with manners, etc. And so, based on that introduction, the second tip into building faith in our children, I'll call it instilling habit with patience.
Okay.
So what we mean by this is that after the age around 6, 7, maybe even for some children after the age of 5, slowly, parents need to instill habits into children, good habits. Habits are related to that which Islam has told us is wajib to do, first and foremost, and then that which is mustahab. And this instilling these habits is just making a child do the form of the action, right?
Right.
Without necessarily expecting from the child to have a very strong understanding or a love for it or even...
If your child is 7, expect the outcome of a 7-year-old.
Exactly, right? Yeah. So we're not expecting great intentions. So for example, because this is one of the things that we ask, or we get asked, is that how do I make my child pray out of sincerity? Or how do I make my child pray because he loves Allah, not because I said so? The answer is that's a very high expectation from a 7-year-old. We don't expect 7-year-olds. In fact, many adults, we don't expect them to pray because they love Allah.
Right.
Right. I mean, who amongst us really prays because out of love of Allah? We pray to Allah for different understanding that we have. When it comes to the Sharia and the apparent actions that we need to do, especially when it comes to children, it is the continuous performance of these actions, which we call habit, which allows slowly the nafs to be accustomed to it and allows the faith to then follow from that. Because, as I mentioned in the introduction, Faith is a result of these actions.
Right. And you said that all should be done with patience. Well, time for a breather, folks. But fret not, we'll be back soon with more insightful discussions on nurturing faith in our little ones. Stay connected.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, beloved audience. It's time to reignite the flame of faith within our children. So join us as we delve deeper into this enlightening discussion. Brother McLeod is with us, and we're talking about how to instill faith in our children and how do we strengthen that. Brother McDowell said he will be guiding us with 7 tips. The first tip was family life, which should be strengthened, and it should be making sure that they're providing tranquility to children. They are providing physical and emotional stability. And then you said, brother, instilling habits with patience.
So when it comes to the prayer, for example, the 5 daily prayer, slowly, slowly, we need to make it a habit into our children to pray. Even if it's just a quick prayer without really necessarily understanding what they're saying, because you don't expect that from a 5-6-year-old. But just as a habit of doing it, that in the morning we have the prayer, in the afternoon we have the prayer, in the evening we have the prayer. And we do it because God said so. And the habit of doing this and creating this habit without pressure, without creating hatred, is one important goal that we need to have. And so what will happen is that children, as they grow older and older, in past 7, 8, 9, and slowly boys reach bulugh, or girls a bit earlier, their nafs is already accustomed to doing these things, And when it comes to the level where they are able now to then understand things, then able to connect their heart to higher realities, it's not a difficult effort anymore. They've already made a very big step into doing the apparent and the form of the actions. And then later on, the intentions and the emotional attachments and the knowledge that comes behind it will come in a much easier way.
So what we understand over here, the very important thing for parents to keep in mind while raising their children is that while instilling especially these habits, is that they should not expect more. They should expect as per their age, and they should instill these habits without putting pressure on them and without expecting their intentions should be like that of them, or their understanding should be like that of them.
And that starts with a lot of leniency. So for example, come to the example of hijab, right? If you start from the age of 6, 7, when you get a small girl to wear a scarf, for example, no socks, not necessarily even a long top, for example, or a chador, just a scarf, for example, right, with her hair showing a bit. And even just that, when she leaves the house, she's wearing a scarf. The moment she reaches her friend's house, she's taking the scarf off. It's fine, let it be. But you've created slowly a habit of, when you come out of the house, you're wearing a scarf. And then slowly, so you add, for example, wearing looser clothes. And then you add, for example, wearing an abaya or a chador. Slowly, slowly, these things become part of a habit. And then it's the question is not why are we doing this or I don't feel like doing it. It's natural part of the habit. As we create other habits, you know, in our houses, I'm sure all the families out there, you all have different habits that we do with this.
Right.
Eating habits, or there's the watching TV together or doing certain things. We all have habits. And this is kind of what our family does, right? This is how we do. This is how we've grown up doing this. And so if we're able to create this habit of, for example, wearing a scarf or wearing the hijab when we come out of the house, or for example, going to the mosque to pray namaz and Salatul Jama'ah, or even praying at home together. These things, these habits and these wajibat and these wajib actions, they play a very big role in instilling and making it easy for the next step, which is then, inshallah, connecting to the higher realities.
Wow. And that concludes the second part of this discussion. And dear listeners, Fenot will be right back to continue our exploration on fostering faith in our children. Keep those eager ears ready. We'll be back in a while.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "He who recites the Quran before puberty has indeed been given wisdom in his childhood."
Welcome back, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We are here back again to take a deep dive into the wonderful world of instilling faith in our children. And we have Brother Miqdad with us, who is helping us with some beautiful tips. How do we strengthen and instill faith in our children?
When we talk about instilling habit, always remember that habit, firstly, is something that happens over a long period of time. So you don't create a habit overnight. You don't create a habit even over a few days or even a few weeks. It takes a long time, maybe sometimes a couple of months, to really create a habit. So don't feel you failed if it doesn't work after a few weeks. And allow time to really have an effect in these actions. So that's the first point. The second point is that habits need to be created with a lot of leniency and a lot of love as well. So when it comes to salah, for example, again, we come back to the prayer. If they miss one salah, for example, don't pressure it. Don't create a hatred towards it. Don't create it. Don't use the prayer as a means of punishment, a means of, if you don't do this, for example, then you'll have to go mosque.
Right.
Allow a lot of leniency when you wake up children for Fajr namaz, for example. Firstly, when you start inculcating the prayer, never start with the salah, the morning salah, right? You will start with the Dhuhr one or the Maghrib one, and then slowly when they got used to those, then you can add the Fajr salah, waking up in the middle of the night. And even that should come with a lot of kindness, a lot of leniency. If they don't want to do it, sometimes it's okay. Allow those things to happen. These mistakes, these I don't want to do it. It's okay at the beginning, because you're instilling a habit. It has to be done with a lot of leniency. This is very important. So, for example, you have in the hadith as well, when it comes to fasting, the Ahlul Bayt have taught us that a child after a certain age, for example, 7, 8, if they want to fast or you want to create this habit of fasting, then start the fast. But in the middle of the day, for example, they're a bit hungry, they need to break their fast, allow them to break their fast. Or sometimes even encourage them to break their fast. It's okay, right? Sometimes you feel like there's 1 hour left for Maghrib, if Adhan, for example, there's like 2 hours left for Iftar, and parents are like, no, it's okay, just try it, there's only 1 hour left. It's good to encourage, it's very good to encourage, but
don't force,
don't create pressure, don't create a burden that's too heavy for them to bear. A lot of leniency leads to this habit to be created with strength, and it's there to remain. Another point about habit is also instilling habits that we already have as well. Remember, we're talking about installing habits within a family setup, and therefore it's, I would say, pretty much impossible, but very, very difficult at least, to create a habit that we ourselves as parents don't have. So if, for example, we're not praying on time, it's very difficult to get children to pray on time, or you're using screens for
longer times, but you're expecting your children not to use screens, the gadgets, the mobile phone.
For example, yeah, expecting children to not use gadgets while we're on it the whole day, for example. So we have to be careful that they also see how we deal. And it's very much easier to install habits when we do it as a family together. So if they see us having those habits as well, it becomes as, you don't even have to say it. It becomes like a normal routine that our family does it. And if somebody asks, why do you do this? It's because And we've been doing it. And this is something that's very essential. And we later on will come with knowledge and understanding and realization.
Right. And that's time for us to ponder more on this topic. That was all time we had for today. Thank you so much, Brother McDowell, for being with us. Thank you so much to our listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any questions, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And you can also go to the official website to listen to our programs, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. There's a tab, Call of Islam, and you'll find an archive of our programs there. In case you want to listen to our programs on social media platforms, just search Call of Islam Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.